60 seconds from your shock collar question of the day. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And waking up is really hard.
I was just complaining about it.
I was just thinking about not doing it anymore.
I mean, just stay
seriously.
I don't know. Is that an option?
It should be, because you have to push a button to stop the alarm.
Yeah.
Open both of your eyes. Not just one. You got to do both.
I start with one, though.
I do, too.
And then move your legs from the mattress to the floor.
That's the hard part.
What are we, Olympians?
What are we?
It's a lot.
I agree, Jeffrey.
It's like a high dive.
I mean, it can be a struggle, and that's why a lot of us develop some really bad morning habits wellness experts say will completely throw off your mood and your productivity for the rest of the day.
Oh my God, I was just thinking about this. I told my husband last night I need to order a real alarm clock.
Why?
So that I get rid of my phone next to my bed. Oh. Isn't that one of them?
Sure. I thought she probably had like a rooster.
Oh.
I can definitely see
Brooke. Bugle boy. Yeah. He is just late every day.
No, the experts listed off the 5 worst bad habits you should definitely avoid doing first thing in the morning.
Uh-oh.
Number one is hitting the snooze button.
Yeah.
Over half of us do it, but studies show those extra few minutes of sleep don't actually help at all.
What? But it's
I started doing this about a year ago. You don't hit snooze. You just set the alarm for a more realistic time and then train yourself to wake up the first time, and you feel so much better every morning.
I set my alarm for a half an hour before I actually have to get up, and I legitimately hit snooze for a half an hour.
See, that's a half hour of sleep that you're not getting. You're just hitting snooze for that half hour. Number two is immediately checking your phone when you get up.
What if someone liked my Instagram post in the middle of the night? How am I supposed to know?
Yeah. Number three, starting your day with a sugar rush. They say cereal and sweetened coffees are the two biggest culprits there.
Yep.
Number four is not washing your face.
Oh, I love washing my face in the morning.
I don't wash my face in the morning.
Your pillows are covered in oil and dead skin.
I don't know.
So
I
like it. So I get such good sleep.
Ew.
It's all oily and warm. I love it.
I just pictured your face slipping around on your pillow because there's so much.
I swear.
It's just a sheen over the top of it.
That's disgusting.
Number five, worst morning habit, according to the wellness experts, is shocking yourself with a dog shot. This explains a lot.
Yes.
It's time for the shock collar question of the day. We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out, see who gets asked a trivia question. If you answer wrong, your punishment is to be shocked while singing a song. So text into 78592. Tell us what you'd like to hear. Jose is drawing a name out because he had the shock collar last. Who'd you get, Jose?
I got Brooke, the female Harry Potter fox.
All right.
I think that's a compliment, right?
Brooke's putting on the shock collar.
I really like Harry Potter.
Okay,
thanks. I love Harry Potter.
While that happens, Digital Jake, tell us the shock collar question of the day.
What attributes make up the perfect better half in a relationship?
Ooh.
No, Brooke, it's not subservience, but good try. Mm-hmm. There are a number of good features that people can possess that make them appear to be an ideal partner. And you're in luck today because a new survey asked singles what qualities they look for in their forever soulmate. These can be personality traits, acquired skills, or characteristics, and you need to name the top 4 qualities in no particular order. Because most of you seem undesirable in the dating scene, I will give you a pity lifeline. Name a number and I'll tell you what's behind
Already?
It.
Wow. I have a very successful marriage. I don't know if you realize this.
Right.
Let's go to number 2.
Number 2 is trustworthiness.
Okay, I was going to put that as number 1, but that's fine.
I don't think I would have put that as
money.
Okay, honestly, when I think about my own marriage, the things that work for us are laughter. Like, we can laugh at things.
Yeah, that's really important.
Trust, like Jake said.
Of course.
Communication is a big one, being able to talk through things and express when you're upset.
I can always text her later, though.
Yeah. And respect.
Wow. Mm. Trust, respect, and communication.
Is that boring?
It sounds, like a thrilling marriage that you live in.
I was going to say.
I was going for money, looks, athletic, muscles.
You know,
muscles. Athletic and muscles.
Yeah. Could you show me muscles, number 4, Jake?
One that you didn't mention that I think is really important to a lot of people in relationships is cooking.
Oh,
what?
Not what I was thinking.
People, before they get into a relationship, they're looking for someone who can cook.
I don't think so. Nah. I think, but I will say off of like domestic chores, I would say splitting, like having a partnership is really important where it's not one person like, carrying everything.
Specifically cooking though. Think of the song in the movie Mulan. When they're saying a girl worth fighting for, the fat guy says a girl that can cook.
Like
that's straight from Disney. Quality. That is Disney not even that long ago, Brooke. This isn't like old antiquated stuff. This is the 90s
you
we're talking about.
You literally just said, I want a woman who can cook. That sounds old and antiquated.
That's Mulan. That's Disney.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to move
You disagree. Ahead. You yeah. hate Disney. Yeah. You disagree with what they say.
Cooking is not something that people list as their top even 10.
When you're thinking about a romantic partner, the ideal romantic person, you have to think about not yourself.
Yeah, providing
it. Like you're thinking about what are you looking for in someone?
Exactly. So again, what would work is not
Let's get the question one more time.
Okay. While Brooke was polishing the bars on her husband cage down in the basement, a new survey found the top four qualities that people look for most in a potential partner. I need you to name all of them in no particular order, and because I think it's a virtual guarantee that you'll be shocked, I'm giving you a pity golden
guess. Please.
Tell me something you think is on the list, and I'll let you know.
I'm going to go, is humor on the list, Jake?
Humor is on the list. Makes you laugh is number three.
Okay. I'm going to sit on humor.
Okay. I'm going to go, I'm going to lock in, okay? Trust and humor, already on there, you know? I'm going to go communication. Is something that you look for, and I'm gonna go
muscles.
Physical attraction? Kind of. Yeah, chemistry.
Okay.
According to a survey done by thousands of singles, these are the top four qualities people look for most in a partner. You've already, through the pity golden guesses, numerous pity golden guesses and pity lifelines, gotten number two, trustworthiness, and number three, makes you laugh. Number one on the list, 62% of people say they look for this in their partner, is being a good cook.
Shut up.
You're lying.
And number four on the list was intelligence.
Are you serious?
Absolutely telling the truth.
Leave the studio.
Oh,
stop
wow.
it. Being a good cook
being
is
a good
on the
cook.
List.
Number one on the list.
No.
Who is ever discussed if he...
It's in the song in Mulan, a girl worth fighting for.
No.
This is ridiculous.
How about a girl that's got a brain and a girl that can cook? Those are both on the list.
I might have watched Mulan before doing this.
Oh my gosh.
I can't cook.
Don't worry about it. You don't need to know how to cook.
All right.
Well, I mean, unless you want to marry Jeffrey. Brooke, he's the only one that cares in this room.
62% of the world cares about it. That's okay. You didn't get it right.
That's
and
crazy.
Somebody wanted to hear Oops, I Did It Again by Britney Spears.
Oh, as if I need the lyrics to this. Oops, I did it again. Oh, wait, no. Oops, but I'm not that innocent.
Oh, wow.
I was good. She made up for it.
This is your shot caller question of the day. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.